This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Collecting thoughts and ideas, that's what we're about here. And spreading them around as well. The DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria's not here because the folks at your favorite, Pick One.
I know.
Her case, my case is Verizon. What a horrible, just horrible. I mean, this is the third hour of the program. She's been on hold waiting for someone to talk to about the problem for 2.5 hours. How do you like that? It's so infuriating. These people shouldn't even be in business, never mind be allowed to charge the outrageous job, but they can because they've monopolized it, because the government has been influenced. The campaign finance laws, which are the root of all evil in our country, absolutely the root of all evil, they influence the lawmakers who, in that circumstance, the bureaucrats, they work their magic with the bills and stuff. And so what we have is a monopoly. Basically, it's a monopoly. And you never win when you have a monopoly. Look at around at all the businesses and whatever. We used to have marvelous competition in this country, and now we don't. Isn't that a great word, too, by the way, marvelous? Don't you love that?
It is.
Marvelous.
It's a fun word. It's a fancy word. Have you ever been on hold so long that you have speakerphone on, the music is going, whatever the hold music is, and you're on so long that you actually forget you're on hold, and then somebody comes, and you're kind of like, wait, what am I doing? Who am I supposed to be talking to? What am I going to say?
Yeah. No, what I like, or what I don't like, what is more infuriating is to spend all that time on hold, and then the line goes dead. That happens more often than not because they just don't want to. There's no response. You know, they say this recording may be, this conversation may be recorded for training purposes. Do you know what a crock of crap that is for training purposes? If they had any training at all, they wouldn't handle you the way they do. They don't have any hand. They have training. What a joke. Okay, so let's get to some things
feel
that
better.
Are happening.
They don't train.
No, the Biden folks have announced farm aid, help for farm workers and food workers. Department of Agriculture announcing that it will invest $700 million in grant funding to help farm workers, meatpacking workers, and frontline grocery workers get health care because of COVID-19. So I guess my question would be, why aren't the stores, why aren't the companies doing that? Why does the government have to do it? Is that a legitimate question? Or not?
Well, yeah, and are we talking about grocery stores? Because grocery store workers have a pretty sweet deal. I mean, they get a good hourly wage, they have a union, So is it? Are we talking about farmers? And then I would ask you the question: Do you need to get health insurance as a farmer from the government?
Well, you need to get farm insurance from somebody, but because the farm, I'll speak for myself in this circumstance, I have 3 different insurance policies on my farm. One of them for vehicles, one of them for liability, if you will, and one of them for, I guess the liability package goes together with people that are working on the farm. And then there's protection of property. And the people that are around have what I do is they get access to the state health care system because I certainly can't do it. Neither can anybody else who's doing farming or any small business, actually. That's why the state provided the health care things that they did around the country. And that was sort of with Obamacare, I think, wasn't it? And so what has happened to all of that stuff? I know there was a big push by the Republicans to get rid of Obamacare. Didn't quite work because it's still there. But there are a lot of things about Obamacare that were lousy.
Expensive. Again, it benefits the people. This kind of system benefits the rich and the poor because most people who are in the middle class, well, especially lower middle class, have trouble even paying for it. And so then they have to decide, do we want to, do we want to pay the government to not have the insurance? Do we want to try to get the money together? I mean, if you don't have a job that offers insurance, it's extremely difficult. And unless you can afford something, you know, like a Medi-Cal, essentially, which, you know, would give you lower income people insurance. But it's not saving as much as people think.
Speaking of the aid in California, there are a lot of checks going out at the moment. Just coincidentally, a week before Gavin Newsom is getting recalled. But it's only a coincidence.
People think the checks are working. $600 checks because he found a surplus, which the surplus doesn't really exist because we have all of the unfunded pension liabilities in the state. So if you take the money, the surplus, well, you should not necessarily, you should be using that to pay your pension liability, which it wouldn't even cover. But this just shows you how overtaxed people are in the state of California. The reason that there is even a fake surplus is because it is so expensive to live here and people have to pay a high cost to do it.
It really is. Brendan and I were talking about this last night, how he would never buy a house there. Matter of fact, they're looking for a house in Vermont. You can't survive. Making a good living, you can't survive.
Yeah, there are rare deals that you can find. But by and large, if you want to get a 2 or 3 or 4 bedroom house, you're looking at $1 million. Mm-hmm. And so if you buy right now...
And that won't even get you a lawn with grass.
Yeah, and then if you buy right now, it's like, okay, is the housing market going to pop at some point, and am I going to be stuck with more of a mortgage than I can afford? There are a lot of different things at play in California, and that's one of the things that all the recall candidates are running on, at least one of the top issues is housing and how expensive it is. And that's what they've promised to try to tackle, is to try to make it more affordable so that the middle class can actually afford a home.
You know, I wish that the Congress was required to take a year off. They serve for a year, and then there's no activity at all. Some states do that. Rhode Island, for example, they limit their state legislature to 40 sessions a year. If you can't get it done, then you go home. That's it. And you look at all this activity, how much time and energy we devote just to talking about what the politicians are doing and they aren't doing, what they're supposed to be doing, and
what
basically
they
they're not doing
what
anything.
We talk about what they might do.
Yeah, right. So one wonders if ever in our future we will see a move like it has happened in some of the states, as I'm saying, to limit the number of sessions that they have. And what in the world, what do you do? It's just the more people that are there talking to each other, they come up with these crazy climate change bills and stuff like that that really have, what are they going to do for you today? Anyway, what's going on in Afghanistan today, Jennifer, in terms of the people who are still there? Yesterday there were people there. I don't see they even got out yesterday between the last 24 hours.
In fact, many of them are off the planes and hiding now because the Taliban is looking for them.
Where are they hiding?
And so they've had to go into hiding. I guess they find homes or someplace. I don't know. I don't know exactly where they hide. That's the point of hiding, is that we don't know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you're not doing it too well. Bob's hanging out over on 4th and Taliban. Check him out over there.
Right.
So they've unveiled the top leaders of their government, and no surprise, there are a lot of former people that used to live at Gitmo that are part of their government, known terrorists. No women in the room at all, not a surprise either.
Not a surprise there.
And there was a document that was leaked yesterday. The State Department, where the State Department acknowledges that they are actively working to try to stop those people who have chartered jets to get those people who are stuck at that airport out. So why the State Department is working against this effort, we need some answers to that. Anthony Blinken is supposed to testify next week. I hope someone has the backbone to ask why the State Department is working.
Why is he waiting
until
next week? Why can't he testify?
I don't know.
Today?
He's overseas, so he's coming back, and next week they're going to have a
Zoom.
Conference.
They ever heard of Zoom? Have a Zoom here.
There should be some answers right now, though. The fact that people have safe passage, can get out, and they're preventing them from doing it, what in the world? The longer you leave these people there, the sooner they become the custody of the Taliban, the sooner they start holding people hostage. And it's not a good look. It's not a good look for the Biden administration. I don't know why they would be working against themselves.
Yeah.
Very, very strange. There was also an earthquake we should probably mention because it was...
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Where is the earthquake?
The earthquake was in Mexico City, or excuse me, Acapulco, but it was felt in Mexico City. It was a 7.0 earthquake. That's a big one. Yeah. It killed at least one person so far. Buildings rocking back and forth. Even Mexico City felt it. The USGS said that the quake had a preliminary magnitude of 7, and it was centered 17 kilometers northeast of Acapulco.
So a little shake, rattle, and roll there. Joe Biden is going to address the nation tomorrow. What is his topic?
COVID. And he went and surveyed the damage of Hurricane Ida yesterday and was heckled when he was in New York and New Jersey by people who were upset that he had left people behind in Afghanistan. Now the administration is trying once again to change the page, turn the page on Afghanistan, and they're going to be focusing on a pandemic-weary nation. At least that's the reporting out of the White House. So he's going to be talking about that, whether or not he's got new restrictions or something new to reveal, or if he's just going to be talking more about COVID. I'm not sure, but I guess we'll find out later today.
So speaking of COVID, apparently there are some reports floating around that indicate the Biden administration is covering up for China when it comes to Wuhan, the Wuhan virus, the China virus, the Chinese government, whatever you want to call it. And so what do they gain by doing this, I guess, is the question. Why would they be?
Well, a lot of people are concerned that Biden, are concerned that Biden is making money off of China. That was a lot of what was on the Hunter Biden laptop, which the FBI is currently investigating, where he was back and forth with higher ups in the Chinese government saying, don't forget to cut in 10% for the big guy. And a lot of people think that the reason Biden got out of Afghanistan like he did was to benefit the Chinese, because they are the beneficiaries of us leaving this part of the world. They've already started to enrich themselves with the rare earth minerals and all of that stuff that is available in Afghanistan. So a lot of people think that maybe this is just because he's on the line with them. Other people think that it could be because they're trying to protect the fact that it was American money that was funding this research. The stuff I told you guys months ago about my friend had found was released in a report yesterday. It was a FOIA request, and The Intercept reported on it as well, and that is that Dr. Fauci's group sent hundreds of thousands of dollars to the EcoHealth Alliance, and they sent it to the Wuhan lab, and that they were doing military experiments on this virus, they were weaponizing the COVID-2 virus.
18.
And it became what we've seen.
Past the hour.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 9/11.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three after the hour now on the DJV Wednesday program. It's September 8th, middle of the week, first full week of September. It's time for Trending Items, the social media focus. Jay Kirshner is here. And this is the first focus in this hour has to do with a spelling error. And coincidentally, today, for those of you who don't know, to this point, it is International Literacy Day. It takes place on September 8th every year to raise awareness and concern for literacy problems, as well, like spelling, grammar, that sort of thing. And then, of course, whether people can read and write actually at all. But I thought this Indiana, this whole thing, talk about something on social media getting blown out of proportion. And the fact that we're talking about it, we're adding fuel to the fire. Okay, so what is this silly story about?
This poor kid. So a running back for Indiana, their college football team, he's a freshman. His jersey had Indiana misspelled. It was Indinia. Wow. And it was only his jersey. No idea why nobody caught this. And it first gained traction because the official Hoosiers Athletics Twitter account tweeted a photo, you know, welcoming the college football being back and all of this fun stuff. And then they realized, oh, crap, there's a spelling error on the jersey. And they removed it from the Twitter account. Of course, everybody already saw it, took a screenshot of it. But who knows? Maybe it was on purpose because they lost pretty bad to Iowa, 34-6. So maybe nobody's talking about that massive loss. They're all talking about Indinia.
The silly jersey. All right, in a moment, we find out who Lily Collins is right after this. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. All right, here's Jay Kirsten to answer the question, who's Lily Collins and why is she trending?
She's an actress. She came from, she was Snow White. She was in, the Julia Roberts Mirror Mirror film. She was in Emily in Paris. She's the daughter of British musician Phil Collins, very well known. She got married September 4th in Colorado. She married Charlie McDowell, who is a director and also the son of actors Malcolm McDowell and Mary Steenburgen, who were married for 10 years. Now she's married to Ted Danson. Been married to him for, like, what feels like ever, 95.
Yeah, it does. Right. All right, now Harry Hamlin's daughter is in the focus because she's dating a guy twice her age?
Well, 17 years older, or 18 years older. Not anymore. They broke up. It is this whole thing about Scott Disick sent a direct message to one of Kourtney Kardashian's other exes, kind of commenting about her current relationship. Well, that other ex put it on social media, blasted it out there. And that kind of was the end of Amelia's relationship with him. Her parents were always vocal about it. Her mom was like, why can't she be with Harry Styles? Why does it have to be effing Scott Disick? He's 37. She's 19. He has three kids. Hello. Harry Hamlin was never about it.
Is Harry Styles interested in her?
No, Harry Styles is with Olivia Wilde.
Oh.
They have their own relationship going. Amelia Hamlin may be too young for Harry Styles. Scott Disick likes them young. It's like no matter how old he gets, he wants the 19, 20-year-olds. He's that dude from Dazed and Confused. I stay the same age, and they keep getting younger.
He's a nothing but a leech and a hanger-oner.
He's the worst.
Awful. 28 after the hour.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Okay, so you won't believe this. I mean, I sure couldn't. The deals at Kohl's right now, they're epic. I got the cutest fall tops from Sonoma Goods for Life for $10.99. $19.99 sneakers I can wear everywhere. And I picked up a Keurig coffee maker for less than $100. Amazing, right? I even got some Kohl's cash. So ready to break out all the layers and pumpkin spice everything. It's fall, y'all. Select styles. Sale ends September 12th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest event. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A powerful earthquake struck southwestern Mexico very early Wednesday morning near the resort town of Acapulco, Mexico. The 7.1 tremor sent residents running into the streets of Mexico City. Now that's over 230 miles away. About 1.6 million Mexicans lost power and phone service. Scores of aftershocks rattled the country, with the strongest reaching 5.2 in magnitude. Crews are set to remove one of the United States' largest remaining Confederate statues, a 21-foot-tall bronze statue of Robert E. Lee in Richmond, Virginia. For 131 years, it was displayed at the capital of the Confederacy as a tribute to the Civil War leader. The 11-ton statue is being removed Wednesday. Hong Kong police on Wednesday arrested four leaders of a group that organized the Asian Financial Hub annual Tiananmen Square Massacre Vigil. The police accused the alliance of being an agent of foreign forces. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The Biden administration, through its actions in Afghanistan, have set the stage for a terrorist superstate while leaving the Taliban with dangerous advantages. Former Green Beret and Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida continues on Newsmax Tuesday.
A number of us have been predicting this since back in April when Biden made his announcement, and we began demanding back then that he start this evacuation and that he would not remove all of our military assets until every American is out. But here we are. The administration is trying to kind of take a high five and call this an incredible success and turn the page. We still have Americans left behind. My office is personally in touch with a number of these grassroots veterans organizations that have stepped into the void of leadership, organized a number of Americans and our Afghan allies, gotten them to airports, gotten charter flights to come in, donors to pay for it all. And they, one, for the last week, couldn't get the State Department to give the appropriate clearances. Now we're finally breaking through our own government bureaucracy, and the Taliban won't let them go. Why? Because this administration has handed the Taliban a mountain of leverage on a silver platter in the form of hundreds of Americans. This potentially could be the largest hostage crisis since 1979, and it was caused by Joe Biden.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Wednesday DJV program. Jennifer's gone. Victoria hasn't been here all day, but Jay is here. So the J in DJV stands for Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and Jay. That's a good combination. Lots of things going on. I was thinking about what people listen to. Somebody said to me yesterday, Jay, when I was having a conversation, they were asking me what I do for a living. And I told them. And they said, well, how are you different on the air than you are off the air? And I said, I'm not. She said to me, well, do you have the same conversations with your friends that you have with the people on the air? And I said, yeah, because the people on the air are my friends.
Yeah. Do you ever get the, hey, can you talk to me in your radio voice? Or do your radio voice?
I do that, yes. This is the DJV. Yeah, I do get that from time to time. The idea, though, and your circle of friends, when they find out what you do for a living, do they want to know what you talk about? And do you really, all of the things that we visit with here on the air are things that I either do or am likely to have a conversation with somebody about. Always talking certainly about COVID to distraction. Some of the other things that are going on that are part of, you know, I do have political conversations. Don't much like them because they don't usually go anywhere, and that's why I don't do much of it here.
Yeah.
Because they don't go anywhere. I'd rather help people with information to make life better for all of you. And frankly, I learn things all the time, and I bet you do too, about life. We're here to help you with your job, help you with your pets, here to help you with your health and well-being, all kinds of stuff. I think that's one of the reasons that I do the American Family Farmer podcast and show that's heard in a lot of these same stations every weekend, because it helps. This is what I talk about. I talk about the things that affect farmers because I'm a farmer. And it affects you, too. The focus of the program is family, food, farm. Because without the farmer, you got no food. So what are you going to feed your family? That's how it all wraps together. And so the most recent podcast, by the way, of the American Family Farmer, talking about new weeds and how we're dealing with them. We have a focus on new farmers today, how much acreage the average family farm has, all that discussion, talking about farm aid coming up in a couple of weeks. And we have a focus on the 4-H. Many of you around the country, maybe like me, participated in both the Future Farmers of America and the 4-H. And so we talk about the animal science programs, agricultural programs, that sort of thing. And it's neat. We have a couple of 4-H members, as a matter of fact, on this show. Go ahead.
It is really fascinating. I have a black thumb. It's not a green thumb. Anything I try to grow, I always kill, even succulents. And everybody's like, mint plants are so easy. Nope, can't do it. But yeah. I still find it so fascinating. I prefer to buy my produce at farmer's markets rather than the grocery store.
Well, that's where you get the best stuff.
And it tastes better. It tastes so good. Well, I don't even like tomatoes, and I will buy and eat tomatoes from farmer's markets.
Yep. Tomatoes go off quickly, as does most of the other stuff that gets shipped across the country or up from Florida or the southeast or the southwest. It just loses over 3 or 4 days its value. Anyway, those are the kind of conversations we have. Podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or, as usual, wherever you get your podcast. Same way as you get the DJV Show podcast. Every day we've got a different focus on what's going on. And yes, I do talk to my friends about these things. The most vaccinated place in the world is Western Europe. Do you want to know what part of the world is not the most vaccinated place in the world?
Eastern Europe?
You go, lady.
<That is. laughs> Was that right?
Yeah, Eastern Europe.
Yep. How is that even possible? Same continent.
It's Russia. It's the influence of the what they call the Eastern Bloc. And even though they like to tell you or make you think that everything is hunky-dory because they're not members of the Soviet Union anymore, the Russians are still the prominent influence in these areas economically and otherwise. Don't kid yourself. Traveling to Jamaica? No. In addition to Sweden, we were talking about that earlier. You can't go to Sweden. They're making it difficult in Europe. They're not saying don't come, but they want you to be careful. But now the travel alert has been raised for Jamaica because their COVID-19 cases have gone through the roof in the last 3-4 weeks. Very high COVID levels. So travelers should avoid this area. I think you should avoid the entire Caribbean because they don't know, they're not really... they're trying to be with it, but they really aren't. And I'm saying that as a general. The U.S. Virgin Islands, better than. But you go to the Turks and Caicos, and, I mean, I love these areas. I've been there to many of these Caribbean islands, and I think that they're fascinating and fun.
It's gorgeous,
But
yeah.
Jamaica can really, Jamaica is really a poor island nation, and there are only 3 or 4 places like Kingston, Montego Bay, that are any good. The rest of them, that's where the, what's the name of that big company that has beach vacations and it begins with an S? What's the Stitchers? No. What's the name of that? You don't know?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm just thinking cruises, like Royal Caribbean, and I know that's not what you're thinking of.
No, they have resorts in many of the Caribbean areas, and they have their own, or they used to have their own planes that bring people down. I'll remember it. Not important.
Not Spirit.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's How frustrating it is when you got an idea in your head. We'll figure it out. Meanwhile, Janet Jackson is trending today. Says she's going to take control of her own narrative and thus is doing a Lifetime movie and I guess an A&E documentary as well, Jay, about her life. The trailer.
Yeah, it's a two-night special. It's going to hit in January. It's exciting, especially because it's actually coming from her. It's not one of these things of people in her camp or somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that wants to speak out on this. It's like it's actually coming from her, and she has other pop culture icons in on this, like Mariah Carey, Paula Abdul, Missy Elliott. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, but will men watch it is the question. Or is this just for women? I mean, do men like Janet Jackson in general? I never pay much attention to her singing.
I know a few guys who do. Yeah. I think it's probably more of a female demographic that will be watching this, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of guys, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope it does well, frankly. She says, this is the truth. Take it or leave it. Love it or hate it. This is me. But is she that big that she will attract an audience to make something like this? You see, that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Interviews, is Janet Jackson that big?
I think she still is because the people who grew up with her, myself, the age group above me, we're still around. We still know this. I don't think that she's transcending into the younger audiences.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that she addresses the Super Bowl Nipplegate with Justin Timberlake, that whole situation that basically is the reason YouTube is even a thing now. I hope that she addresses that.
Really? That started YouTube? Really?
Yeah, it all started because the guys who created YouTube were looking for that a clip of that video that happened during the halftime show at Super Bowl, and they couldn't find it. And they were like, hey, wouldn't it be great if there was just this one website that had all these different clips of things? That's how YouTube was the brainchild.
Huh. I didn't know that. Plans to take down the statue of Robert E. Lee today in Richmond, Virginia. Good move or not? Why not?
They're putting it in a museum, right?
I think so, yeah. They're not going to destroy it. Yeah, they're just taking it down. If you're planning, you know how we've had, my daughter came to the wedding here last weekend and she flew out and back on American and they changed the flight three times. It was direct, and then it was through Chicago, and then it was through Phoenix, and then it was through Dallas. And you wonder what's going on at American. Well, here's something that will add to your woes. You got reservations on an American flight? Be careful, because the labor union representing the pilots says it will start picketing next week at all of its major hubs. That would be Miami. It would be Dallas. It would be Chicago, it would be New York, it would be Los Angeles. And apparently what they're doing, they're upset because the mess that's been created out of COVID, American hasn't reacted fast enough or well enough management-wise to fix the problem. So there are all these scheduling delays and practices, and the passengers' needs are basically out the window, which has always been the case, at least with this bunch that's running America now, the old U.S. Air bunch, Doug Parker and that group of thieves. So they are upset, and it's not about money. It's about the conditions, the working conditions, and the way the passengers are being treated. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah,
you don't hear that
story.
That's
a real shame.
Every
that
day.
Is a shame. We're supposed to be on flights, Southwest flights, next month. And our flight schedule has already been changed three times.
Yeah, I'm not a Southwest fan. I really never have been. But apparently they have problems too. Southwest pilots have filed a lawsuit challenging forced time off and other changes to working conditions that they were forced into doing during COVID, which seems to me very self-serving. What are they going to do? Keep you scheduled? And, a lot of pilots did get paid. I know the Delta pilots, many of them, got paid as if they were working, and they weren't. So is that the beef? You got to wonder. But the reason I bring it up isn't because I'm not that concerned about the pilots union at Southwest. I'm just wondering what it's going to do, because more domestic traffic occurs on Southwest flights than any other airline. They're number one, Americans two, Delta's three, United is four, I think, from what I remember of passengers, domestic passengers carried in America.
And there's not as many nonstops as there once was.
No.
Do you remember Continental? Can we please, can somebody bring back Continental Airlines?
Continental was bought up by United.
That
was the end of
that. It's not the same.
No, not at all. My favorite airline was TWA, and that's how I got so many miles with American, because I had the miles were transferred to American from TWA when they bought it out. Basically made all these promises to the pilots and the unions, and then they broke every single one of them and destroyed the St. Louis hub and the airlines, the backbone of the people that work for TWA. It was a fabulous airline. Fabulous. 46 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it? And how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers from customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins, they're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Coming up on the 10 before the hour, how about soup for breakfast today? You ready for that, Jay? Corn soup.
I can get behind that. Well,
yeah,
not corn soup.
Well, corn is so prevalent. There's a lot of corn this time of year around the country because it's been fresh, it's grown. You were talking about going to the farmer's market. So pick up a couple of ears of corn and make some creamy corn soup. How about that, 10 before the hour?
Angie's List is now Angie.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Trucker is off today. I've been looking the last couple of days, and I don't know what got me off on this too, but every once in a while, as Victoria loves to accuse me of going into the clickbait department, I was looking at a list of the top actors and actresses of all time. I'm going to go through that list, get your reaction to some of these people and these names, Jay, right
I
after
like
this.
It.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. All right, so there's a list. Well, we all know there are lists. People love lists. And for whatever the reason, they often come at the end of the year. Well, we're in September. But because Chucker's not here, I have been distracted. I always talk to the ladies about clickbait. And I saw something about, I think it was Paul Newman, and I clicked on it and ended up going to the IMDb list of the best actors and actresses of all time, according to them. So in that list, or on that list, Natalie Wood, Gene Hackman. Yeah, I think she
was. Gene Hackman, what a long career. Oh, yeah. Natalie Wood, definitely gone too soon.
Susan Sarandon is in that list. Kirk Douglas, Gloria Swanson, Michael Caine, Maureen O'Hara, Deborah Carr, Judy Dench, Buster Keaton. Do you even know who Buster Keaton was?
I do not know Buster Keaton. Wait, Michael Keaton?
No.
Relation?
No.
Buster
no Keaton. No, he was around. He was in the silent movie era. Started in around the time World War One had started. He was a vaudevillian kind of a comedian. I don't know that I thought he was funny, but he certainly racked up a lot of hits, and everybody knew who he was, at least at that time anyway. Shirley Temple is in this list of
iconic.
Best actress and actor. Yeah, exactly. So is Clark Gable is on that list. Rita Hayworth, John Wayne certainly should be there. Fred Astaire, Lauren Bacall, Julia Roberts, Jodie Foster, William Holden, Diane Keaton, Mae West. What do you know about Mae West?
She was an old-time film girl.
Yeah, but she was an old-time film girl who was risque and got away with it.
She was a bombshell, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she really did. Okay, Edward G. Robinson is on this. His real name was Emmanuel Goldenberg. I find that interesting. Gary Cooper, fabulous actor. And Kate Winslet's on this list. Judy Garland, Peter Sellers, for sure. Joan Fontaine, you wouldn't remember her probably. Denzel Washington, Jack Lemmon, I'm getting to the top of the list now. James Cagney, Yul Brynner, Olivia de Havilland, who I think didn't she just die recently? She was 100 and something years old.
Oh, wow.
Barbara Stanwyck. Anthony Hopkins, man, if anybody belongs on this list,
yeah,
that guy certainly does.
He was fantastic.
Elizabeth Taylor, he's still around a lot. He's still making movies, Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, Hopkins. Oh yeah.
Tom Hanks, Dustin Hoffman, Vivian
Lee. Taylor?
Elizabeth, what did I say? What did you say?
Did you say Elizabeth Taylor?
I did. Did I say Elizabeth Taylor? Yes, I did.
Yep. Nice.
Yep, Faye Dunaway, Henry Fonda certainly belongs on this list. I'm doing this because a lot of you remember these people. Joan Crawford, Charlie Chaplin, Alec Guinness, Greta Garbo, Spencer Tracy, Newman, Poitier, Orson Welles, Grace Kelly, Al Pacino, Marilyn Monroe. I don't know if I'd consider her a great actress.
Yeah, I'm wondering how they decided this list, because some of them that were kind of further at the bottom have more iconic roles and are more notable than some of the other ones that you're mentioning now.
Grace Kelly,
amazing, but she wasn't really in that many films before she ditched Hollywood and became royalty.
Yeah. Cary Grant, Betty Davis, Robert De Niro, Audrey Hepburn, Humphrey Bogart, Meryl Streep, Laurence Olivier, Jack Nicholson, and Catherine.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.